Jeff. Appreciate you. Okay, with that, Al, I think that if we got about 6 minutes, and I'm sure you'll only take five, and then we got a whole minute to breathe easy until 2 o'clock. Welcome, Al.
Good afternoon. Thank you. Again, Al Medved with the Parks and Recreation Division here in Pierre. Item number 17 on your agenda, but on page 83 is a summary of some of the cabin rates that we work with here in the Parks and Recreation Division. We have, you know, roughly about five styles of lodging facilities that we offer in our state parks. So one is kind of our group lodges. We have five of those around the state. We also have the camping cabins that are pretty well known, those small 12 by 20 type wooden structures that are very popular in our cabins there as well. But we also have a couple other options that are out there, and a lot of these probably originated from when we acquired some formerly run concessionaire facilities, mostly at Spring Creek Recreation Area north of Pierre, and then also Roy Lake State Park up there by Britain, that we kind of acquired a new range of lodging options for our state park visitors. And when those were acquired, the gamut of those facilities was pretty wide in terms of the size, the style, the amenities that would be offered there. So we worked with the commission, I think back in 2020, to come up with a kind of a fee structure that was a little more flexible, something that we could maybe adapt to and run a little bit quicker than the rulemaking process, one that would set a range of prices that we could submit for what we call suites and modern cabins. And a modern cabin is kind of a smaller version of a group lodge. It typically sleeps about 6 to 8 people, 1 to 2 bedrooms, but typically has a kitchen and some other modern facilities there with it. And then the suites are kind of a smaller lodging option, maybe more common with a hotel room or kind of a smaller type of lodging unit that again is probably a little bit step above a camping cabin there. So in rule, there is the provision that modern cabins and suites can be charged anywhere from $85 to $205 per night for those facilities. So the changes that we're proposing for this year, and we have not adjusted these since this rule was put into effect back in 2020, but just a couple minor tweaks here. And one involves a couple cabins up there at Spring Creek, where previously, as they were developed and built by the concessionaire, they were more of a they're considered suites. There was two cabins with like four suites in each one. They had a common area there that where folks could get together, so you could rent the cabin as one or four individual suites. And as we got into it and we marketed it as best as we could, we kind of found out that style or that option was not really popular, because it kind of forced people that who didn't know each other to kind of intermix within that one building itself, and it didn't have any kitchen facilities in it. As you can see on the sheet there, they're only averaging about 25 nights a year, so the occupancy rate we felt could be much stronger if we remodeled those into a single cabin, a three-bedroom cabin with kitchen, and that common area where people can relax and look at the river and stuff. That it would probably rent a lot better with those modifications. So the one change you see there is basically switching some of those what were formerly called suites at Spring Creek to two cabins with three bedrooms and four baths. At a rate of $205. The other change is, again, it's kind of a minor change that we're looking at, and that is for the Newton Hills Modern Cabin, which was a new facility that the department built, I think back in 2021 when that facility came online. But that has been a huge success. That thing has really taken off. It rents well over 150 nights a year. The occupancy and the demand for that facility is extremely high. So we felt that at the current price of $150, that price, based on the market and the demand for that facility, could be bumped up a little bit to $185 a night. So those are the two price modifications we're looking at for these modern lodging facilities for the coming year. And the Spring Creek cabins, those are currently under construction. We're working on those here this spring and winter, and hopefully those improvements will take place soon. So I believe with a few seconds to spare, I'd be glad to take any questions.
Nicely done, Al. Anybody have any questions for Al? Question from Commissioner Beast.
Commissioner Beast, Al, is between the three different types of cabins that we're renting, are you seeing one that's stepping above and there's more of a need for it than with the other ones because of rates or how that is?
Okay, through the chair. You know, the demand is definitely is there for the modern lodges. I think, and again, a lot of it's kind of dependent on the facility or the resource or the area that we're looking at, but we're of the belief that these modern cabin options, which is a kind of a smaller, more economical unit, more affordable than for perhaps a group lodge, is definitely worth pursuing more around the state park. But yeah, the demand for those is high, but again, camping cabin demand remains high, and our lodges are still doing well. But we still look for individual opportunities to market those facilities and make sure they're utilized all year round. Even this time of year, they can get some good use. So we continue to look at good ways to get the word out that these facilities are out there. They're great for meetings and family gatherings and a lot of different purposes. So we continue to try to strengthen our marketing efforts to make sure they're getting used strong.
Are we looking to develop more of those type of cabins then in our parks? Or
I think where the opportunity exists, we currently have one that was in a capital development budget up at Pickerel Lake, and we've been kind of struggling with finding contractors in that area of the world to meet our budget there. So we're still working with some contractors up there looking at various options, but that's probably the next one that we're trying to get on the ground is up there in that Pickerel Lake. But we're always looking for potential areas where those could be incorporated into the park because they are popular.
Very good. Any other questions for Al? Nice job putting that all together again, Al.
Okay.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.